When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And what a great day to share the show today. The best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com, just like it sounds, Martha Norwalk, N-O-R-W-A-L-K. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and bring up the links that you need to stream the show. I've got to say, it's an absolutely gorgeous sunny morning here in the Great Pacific Northwest, and we are having a kind of a small Animal World family here this morning in the studio. I'm here, obviously, and welcoming back after his absence last week, Animal World production engineer Mike Roberge is here. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Martha. And, nice to be back.
Yeah, it's so nice to have you, and I have to say that your energy is brighter and stronger, and your voice, so you must have had a good vacation.
Well, it was an extended one. I take lots of mini vacations since I just work weekends, but this one happened to be two deals right in a row, two adventures right in a row. I got to one, didn't get to the other, but I had a great time.
Well, yeah, apparently, you had to fly between those two things. What, and there was that Delta airline.
Yeah, I got caught up on that trying to get from Boise to Denver last Monday, and it just wasn't going to work. I was trying to get to Telluride, Colorado for the tail end of their jazz festival and a reunion, but never got there, so hung out in very rural Idaho from Sun Valley to another place called Paradise Valley, which is just gorgeous, gorgeous country.
And apparently you had a wonderful stargazing event.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So it was unbelievable. Well, it was primetime viewing for the
Perseid
media shower, and Thursday night, actually Friday morning, was the optimal day, so I was able to get up at 3 a.m. and go out and, well, I'll tell you, you want to hear the whole story?
Yeah.
Well, I was staying at a lodge in this Paradise Valley, which is out in the middle of nowhere, gorgeous country, halfway between Boise and Sun Valley, and the lodge sits just right off the South Fork of the Boise River, and there's just tons of thermal hot springs, several of which fill an Olympic-sized swimming pool with a sandy bottom of 100-degree water.
And so it's like a real swimming pool with tile sides, but there's
sand. It's not real deep. It's only probably 3 to 4 feet deep.
Oh, okay. So it's sand on the bottom. Yeah, well, I've never seen anything like that.
They put sand in the bottom many years ago. So it's just, you're not on rocks. You're just sort of on sand, so it's easy to walk around on. But the goal was, and the benefit was, is it's great stargazing country in that area because the air is clean. And
is this pool like outside?
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You said it's in the middle of nowhere.
Right.
So that would mean not a lot of city lights to block the view of the sky and all of that. Right?
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Yeah. So you got an incredible view of the stars, of which there are scads. And as I was telling you earlier, I spent a lot of time in Alaska, so I've seen stars.
Yeah.
But I've never seen stars like this.
Really?
And of course, the meteor shower was just hundreds. Hundreds within an hour and a half, 2 hours that I spent sitting in this pool of 100-degree water, just sort of floating on my back, looking up at the stars. It was incredible.
Wow. Well, they said, at least I, you know, I read, because I posted a few things on Facebook about the meteor showers, that this, they were particularly great this year, that there were a lot more and more vivid and all of that.
Right.
And they were saying up to like 200 an hour,
right,
but it sounds
right.
like maybe you even had more than that.
Well, there are so many happening that most of them you saw, unless you were looking right at that part of the sky, you'd catch them out of the corner of your eye.
Right.
So you couldn't waste your time on that. You just looked straight up, and it was just happening right in front of you. So
wow,
it was just
great.
Amazing. I tried to take some pictures. I did take some pictures. I shot some video, but didn't capture it. It did, but not to the... Not to the eye. So it was pretty spectacular.
Well, I'm glad to hear your story. I did my best to view them, but I live in the forest, and the area around right in my house, you know, so that area is clear, but all around my property are big tall trees. So I'm out in the country. There's no city lights, so there's plenty of stars, but if I stay at my house, I only have the area right above that I can see. And
which is the optimum view.
Well, yeah.
Looking straight up.
Yeah, straight up, which is fabulous. And I, you know, have those zero gravity, you know, stuff. And so I went out to watch. They said the optimum viewing was 1 a.m. to 3 a.m. In our area. So I was out there, and I saw a couple of good ones because I just didn't have a full sky. And I could drive, you know, out of my area, you know, a mile or so to get the sky, but I just couldn't quite motivate myself that time in the morning to go off. I've done it before, but I didn't. But I saw a couple of good ones. So now I'll survive on your wonderful story because I couldn't have beat that no matter what.
It was, as I said, it was the highlight of my trip. I did lots of cool things, but that nothing compared to that.
No sand-filled thermal pools out in my woods.
No,
got a great sky, but... All righty. Well, welcome back, and I'm glad you had a great time. And let's see, we have company here in the studio. We kind of have the threesome here. It is Bioenergetic Synchronization Technique Sunday here on Animal World, and Dr. Nels Rasmussen is in the house. Good morning, Dr. Nels.
Good morning, Martha. Good morning, Mike.
And you look nice and comfortable today. You have an Aloha shirt on. So has it been warm up in your neck of the woods? You're out in the country, too.
Yeah. It's been in the 90s, low 90s there. Yeah,
yes,
last couple of days.
You're up in the Darrington area.
Right.
And so it was pretty hot.
Pretty hot.
Yeah, I have to say that it was the coolest at my house that it was from everywhere, because I went out and worked yesterday. But it didn't get as hot as they said it might get down in our neck of the woods. It did in Seattle, but not out in my neck of the woods. It was just fine. But now, did you and your Martha, did you guys get up in the middle of the night and watch the meteor showers? Or you're kind
of
chuckling?
I would love to regale you with stories of how that went. But I was looking through the backside of my eyelids at the time.
So the answer is no, you guys didn't get out there and look for shooting.
I went fishing on Friday, and I was exhausted that night. And then the next day I worked really hard in the yard to make up for all the fishing time. And so then I was exhausted that night. And yeah, it's just like I was too tuckered out either night to get up at all.
Yeah, that was kind of me. I managed to get outside and pull out, you know, a zero gravity and watch what happened over my property, but I just didn't quite have it together to actually drive a lot, you know, far enough away to get a full sky view. But I'm glad I didn't now, because Mike's story is so great that I definitely couldn't top that. So, believe it or not, that's like it for who's in the studio here this morning with us. We have an empty auxiliary studio here, which usually has our call screeners there. So if you were here last week, you know that our associate producer and lead call screener, Kathy Southwick, is dealing with you know, family stuff. But, you know, we told you last week that her husband was a serious head injury at the Mariners game a week ago Saturday. And I don't have a current report from her today, and I didn't get details yesterday either. But as of Friday, I have to tell you that Her husband Eric was still in intensive care at Harborview with a serious head injury. Apparently, he was hit in the face and went over backwards and fractured skull, and it's brain swelling that's causing the problems right now, and apparently some nasty side effects. So those of you that were on board last week and have been saying prayers and sending healing energy to Kathy and Eric, please keep it up because they're not out of the woods yet. And it is possible he's been moved out of the ICU. They've been waiting for the brain swelling to go down to move him into, you know, a different area of the hospital. But as of Friday, he was still in ICU. So now Kathy said she might be around and listening to the show. She's getting ready to go back to the hospital and stuff this morning. So, Kath, if you're out there, we love you. We miss you. If you have a chance, pick up the phone and call us and give us an update. Let us know how Eric's doing and how you're doing. And we'd love to hear your voice. And so anyway, we're sending lots of prayers and healing energy. And of course, I last Sunday, you know, as soon as I found out, well, I guess Saturday night, as soon as I found out about Eric's injuries, I sent emails off to Dr. Nels, you know, and also to Jude and Paul Ponton from Whispering Dragon to let them know what was going on. And Dr. Nels, you tuned in right away.
We've all been tuning in and sending our help as we can.
Yep. So Dr. Nels, Jude and Paul Ponton, and you guys have been tuning in remotely and doing some energy work for Eric. And I, of course, am sending. I know you guys are praying and sending too, but let's just keep it up and think great thoughts and hope for a full recovery.
Absolutely.
And then our backup, call screener Trina, who was here and did a great job last week, is disappeared this morning. So I'm not quite sure, Trina, if you're out there, we miss you, and I'm sorry you didn't make it in this morning. And so therefore, it's one of those Sundays. Mike's here, Dr. Nels is here, I'm here. But, you know, we don't even have working bathrooms, we found out.
And the show must go on.
The show must go on. But we went out to use the best. Like, you remember, I've been telling you that there's been this great remodeling going on here at Hubbard Radio Hubbard Radio Seattle and all of that. Well, they're working on the bathrooms this weekend. So, fortunately, we do have one that we can use. It's just not the ones we're used to, so... That's interesting. And that means we have no one to answer the phones here today other than Mike. So it's a good thing you went on vacation. So you've got extra energy and you can run back and forth. So what that means is we are going to have open phone lines throughout the show. And, you know, the way Dr. Nels' Sunday works is he, of course, is one of the most gifted healers I know, does bioenergetic synchronization technique, which is in person a light fingers on.
Energy balancing, neurologic reintegration.
We've called it an energetic or electric reboot for the body, and you work primarily on animals, but also on humans too.
Right,
and you work in person. In our area and actually do house calls around the area and go to different areas during, you know, the weeks to meet up with folks and so forth, so you can work hands-on animals or humans. You come out to my house once a month, work
That's
on
right.
me and all my animals. But you've also gotten very, very good at doing this remotely.
Yes, I could probably say thanks to you or no thanks to you. But you put me up to it in a big way, and yes, and now I because of that, you know, I have people I work with in Colorado,
you had that one in California. Recording on that paralyzed,
right? The one in California. You know, I still haven't posted that one video that I made for that yet. I guess I kind of forgot about it the last couple of weeks. I got so excited that I learned how to take videos that my audio had got unsynchronized with the video, so if somebody was talking, it looked really strange. And anyway, I've learned how to fix that.
Oh, cool.
So I kind of dove into some old video material and started working with that, and I'll be posting more of those. And I definitely want to get the one of Wheezy from California, Sacramento. get that great video up there showing her going from dragging herself around to running like mad.
Yeah, it's really amazing. If you want to check out Dr. Nels before you give us a call today, you can check out his website, which is www.nelshealingministry.com. Nels.
Hey, guess what?
Healing, yes?
Yeah, actually, that's the old URL, and it still takes you there.
Oh,
but I actually
okay.
have a new one that might be simpler.
One?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. What's the new one?
And the new one is simply www.healingministryforanimals.com.
Ah, okay. So I have to change my automatic pilot.
Yeah. So they...
Healing Ministry for Animals, which is why I'm writing this down.
Right.
But the Nels Healing Ministry still takes you there.
They're both directed. I just I got a new website up now. It's a little bit stripped down from what it used to be. Has a few more things. You might say bells and whistles that, you know, buttons people can push.
Okay.
Things like that. Anyway, it's new. It's, you could call it the beta version. It still has some things need fixing, but I like it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I'm going to have to check it out. Healingministryforanimals.com.
That's right.
Now, still, to get to the videos, the testimonials, is there a testimonial?
There's a testimonial page. There are also on the homepage, there's some testimonials there. And if somebody's wanting my attention in a big way because their animal needs help, you go to the bottom of the homepage and click on the animal assessment questionnaire button, and that will take you to the questionnaire, which... After that's filled out, then I get a notice in my email that that's been done, and I get a hold of that person, and we schedule a conversation to talk about what's going on with Fluffy.
And you're kind of like me. You do a free telephone evaluation.
Exactly, right.
Because I do that as an animal behavior therapist and trainer, and we'll talk to you for free on the phone to evaluate what's going on and make sure that I feel like I can help you or...
Right, right. Usually, I allot about a half an hour so we really can get into the weeds and find out what's going on.
What's going on. And it's great. So anyway, if you click on that testimonial button, you will find videos up. There are more to come, but a number of videos of like dachshunds and corgis paralyzed from the waist down. No drugs, no surgery, and 4 to 7 treatments with Dr. Nels, they're up and walking and running again.
Yeah,
it's
in most
quite
cases.
Miraculous.
Some a little longer, but in most cases, they're starting to move within 3 or 4 sessions, most of them.
Yeah, yeah. It really is miraculous. And since Dr. Nels has come on board here with Animal World and... you've been doing the show now. Gosh, it's been probably a couple of years now, hasn't it? Hasn't it been that you've been doing the show? And so you've gotten very good at doing this because it's energy work. There really is no issue with distance,
right.
So you can do it remotely for animals or humans. And you've gotten really, really good at that in this last couple of years of doing the radio show here. So that's why he said, you know, he's got clients all over the world because, you know, I mean, and we've even had, you know, we've had folks from Germany on the phone on Animal World and all over the country for you to do remotes with. And it's amazing. And it's not like it's a less powerful version because you have this case... You know, this dog in California that was one of the paralyzed from the waist down ones.
Right.
And I think because wasn't the woman that owned this dog, wasn't she like a massage person or something? And you actually worked through her.
Right. It was her boyfriend's dog, and we worked through her hands mostly, his too, but I would essentially just guide them on where I would be putting my hands, and I would do on my end what I do, which is it looks like I'm hanging there with my hands in the air.
Right, because you're just imagining the animal is there and you have your hands on it.
Right.
But then you would have them do that actually in person with the dog.
And that way I'm running the energy, making sure all the energy connections are made, and they're providing the sensory input to the neurological system of the animal so that any of the neurological updating that needs to happen gets to happen as well. So it's pretty close to having me right there with you.
Yeah, and in this case, it worked.
Yeah, 5 days after the first session on the phone, the animal had been dragging itself for about 2.5 months, and it was up on its feet in 5 days.
Wow.
And then we worked on it really quite regularly for 3 months, and she was up and running around.
Outstanding. And so you're still working on the video of that.
Yeah, I've got it like 98% done.
All right, excellent. So we of course will have open phone lines throughout the show today, and you can call in. Dr. Nels can, you know, do an energetic reboot on you or on your animal friends. Sometimes you call in about your animal. Dr. Nels, you know, feels into the energy and says, oops, I got to work on the owner first.
Yeah, that's fairly common, because if we have...
They pick up, process our stuff.
If we have a lot of emotional issues in particular, the animals, they sense that, and they can't help themselves. They're feeding off of that energy.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And so I'll give you the phone numbers out here shortly, as soon as we're ready to go to have you give us a call. And the other things that you can do, though, because you can work on... what Dr. Nels does can be very helpful with all kinds of physical problems.
Right.
Disease, illness, you know, obviously the skeletal, muscular type stuff that we've been talking about. But you also have been very helpful in resolving some behavioral and emotional type issues.
Right. Particularly if there's like fear, anxiety type issues that have suddenly appeared in an animal that normally wasn't that way. That's usually because they've encountered something that caused a fight or flight response that they got stuck on, and I can reset that. Usually it takes one or two sessions to get that problem resolved.
Yeah, it's quite amazing. Now, the other thing that you can do, because you kind of do like a bioenergetic synchronization technique version of kinesiology.
Right.
And you can test for... food sensitivities or, you know, allergic sensitivities, for compatibility with a drug or a supplement,
right,
with a human or animal that's going to take it. You can also confirm dosages.
Right, right.
And so you do a lot of stuff.
Well, the nutritional and toxic type things that I do, that's it's interesting. I don't make that a big feature of what I do, because there's so many actually really good qualified people around that do really excellent work in this area.
Yeah.
And there's not hardly anybody doing what I'm doing. So anyway, I certainly don't mind other people picking up the ball on the nutritional aspects and that sort of thing. That's just really great. But if there's, if somebody's concerned their animal might be having a reaction to something, I can really help test on that. And that can be very useful, certainly.
Yeah, and testing the compatibility, with the animal or human, and if dosages are correct and so forth. And
yeah.
I know that when you come out and work on me and my animals, you know, I have you check all the time on, you know, everything that we're doing or taking and what's working and isn't. It can be very helpful in honing in on food allergies and sensitivities. If, you know,
right,
there's something going on there and you're not sure what it is, you can get, instead of having to do elimination diets and taking a lot of time figuring it out, it's a whole lot easier to just do this kind of
our nerve systems are very sensitive, and far more than we realize, or I couldn't even do what I do. So
all
yeah.
Right. Well, let's see. I should tell you guys what we're doing today. It's a Best Sunday with Dr. Nels. Open phone lines throughout the show. We'll be taking your calls so he can work remotely with you and or your animal friends. I've already told, the only follow-up I had to deal with today is the Kathy and Eric report. And we've taken care of that. All the animals in the news stories and all the entertainment stuff has all been put up on the Animal World Facebook page. So go to Facebook, look for Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Give us a like while you're there. Appreciate that. You can also see a picture of Dr. Nels in the studio here in his Aloha shirt. I got a good picture of that. And he's up on the Animal World Facebook page now. And some really great videos and photographs and animal stories that I've been posting throughout the week. One of my favorites came around again last night that I just put up, and it's my favorite lazy cat. It's a big tabby cat sprawled out on his back in the kitchen floor, and drinking from a water bowl. But it's just, Dr. No, it just cracks me up every time I see it. This cat is laying on his back, stretched out, and you know and he scooches up to the water bowl, which is right next to his head. But instead of getting up and drinking out of the water bowl like a normal, you know, animal would do, he dips his paw in the bowl and then dribbles it in his mouth. Then he dips it again.
Peel me a grape.
Yeah. It is the cutest thing. So I think I have to, there's a lot of some really great rescue stories this week. All kinds of animals. This is a great post I just put up on last week of two white tortoises and one upside down and then the other tortoise flipping it back over. There's also a really great one. Have you ever seen a big crab shed its skin, you know, its shell and everything?
Yeah.
I've never seen that, but this is an actual video, and it's really funny. You've got this big crab there, and it starts vibrating itself. You know, it like shimmies itself right out of its shell. It's really incredible. So there's all kinds of good stuff there. So Facebook, Martha Norwalk's Animal World, check all that good stuff out, and you can see a picture of Dr. Nails as well. And all my favorite Animal Planet shows, you know, My Cat from Hell and Dr. Jeff, they're on off-season now. But there is a good one running now, Dr. D, Alaska Vet, a woman vet up in Alaska. And that's a really good show that's running now on Animal Planet. So I think that covers all of that. I think it is time to start the show. What do you think?
Okay.
All right. That sounds good. We're going to we do that every week by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many years. That, of course, would be St. Francis. And because it's Sunday morning, we do a couple little St. Francis prayers, one for the animals and one for us humans. And then we do the Ananda Peace Initiative. So we will start with the prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Here we go. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. And now for us humans, the St. Francis of Assisi Peace Prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. All right, we are official. Now, time for the Ananda Worldwide Peace Initiative. If you're a regular, you know about this, and many of you are participating in this peace initiative. It's kind of the Ananda Worldwide Organization kind of tweaked Paramahansa Yogananda's Peace and Harmony Prayer, turned it into an affirmation ritual that, you know, and I tell you all the time, thought directs energy, energy follows thought, thought magnifies and intensifies energy. And we've got hundreds, if not thousands, of people around the world doing this affirmation process up to five times a day. Got to believe that it's helping. And if you're doing this at home, there's two affirmations. You do the first one for about 60 seconds. That's 10 to 12 repetitions. I do it 12 times. And then the second one you do three times. We do the radio version here and do each affirmation three times. So I'm going to do them now, and you can either speak them out loud with me if you're in a position to do that. You can say them silently in your head if you prefer, or you can not participate at all. It is completely up to you. And we repeat each affirmation three times. The first one is, Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. The second one is, Lord, fill me. So here we go. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Second one, Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Okay, and I've got a little bug in my head going on. I'm going to do it for Eric. Lord Phil Eric with Peace and Harmony, Peace and Harmony. Lord Phil Eric with Peace and Harmony, Peace and Harmony. Lord Phil Eric with Peace and Harmony, Peace and Harmony. All righty. Shanti, shanti, shanti. So, we are now official. Show has begun. It is time to take care of advertisers and sponsors, the most important part of the show. And let me just add, Mike, should I give out phone numbers now and have people call at this time? Does that work for you? And I want you to keep in mind that Mike will be answering the phones throughout the show today, as well as keeping us on the air and doing all that stuff. So when the phone rings, he may not be able to run into the other studio right away to pick it up. He'll put it on hold. And if once the line is on hold, you will hear the radio show playing in your telephone. So that way you know that your call's been answered. You just hang on until Mike can get to the phone and bring you on. And if we need to, we'll just do blind calls and put you on hold and bring you on the air. No, Mike won't let that happen, but I'd be okay with that. He's not. So if he puts you on hold, you hear the radio show play, and you wait until he gets in there and make sure that you are who you are and all of that good stuff. So local number. 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 1-888-298-5569. 1-888-298-5569. And you can send us an email during the show if you've got a question or comment. And that would be to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Alrighty, so phone lines are open. If you would like a free remote session with Dr. Nels, now would be the time to pick up your phone. We'll take care of advertisers. And then Animal World continues with your calls. But you got to pick up your phone. It's not ringing yet. So pick up that phone. Give us a call. Animal World continues with Dr. Nels Rasmussen right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Talk radio with a purpose. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, Martha Norwalk, and thanks for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Okay, now this is a test, because it's just possible that you're not out there, and you can't all be out cutting your grass, and like Dr. Nell says, it's too warm to do that anyway, you know, and you should be in here listening to Animal World. We do have a caller that we're going to take right away, but only one, so... we've got 3 hours to fill, well, two and a half. So pick up your phones, please, and give us a call if you'd like Dr. Nels to work on you and your animal friends. Local number, 425-373-5527. Toll free is 1-888-298-5569. We are going to head first to Seattle. And welcome, Roger. Roger, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nels Rasmussen.
Oh, hi, you guys.
Hey,
hello, Roger.
Hi.
What can we do for you?
Well, you know, I it's a little uncomfortable for me to call because I've had huge energy drains since I probably turned 41. I'm now 54.
Uh-huh.
And I've gone through all kinds of medical stuff where they test my blood, and everything always comes back that I'm perfectly healthy.
Huh.
I'm not obese. I work out. I don't drink. I don't smoke. I exercise. I do everything I'm supposed to, but I have these energy drains that are so severe that it almost feels like my body's dying, like I'm shutting down.
Wow, that's energy drain.
All right, well,
yeah.
Roger, I got good news for you.
Hey.
Okay.
Yeah?
What is
it?
While you were talking, I was muscle testing, and the muscle tests were reactive, meaning that, you know, the muscles were weak. And that's a sign that, yes, your energy is all out of balance, and it's something I can work with.
Oh,
and
cool. So you're already working on him
I'm
now.
Yeah, I'm already working with him. I'm actually working on resetting the fight or flight system. So what that would tell me, you mentioned age 41, sometime in that time frame, something big happened that really threw your energy off, and you've just been stuck there ever since. And so we're resetting you. And the first thing that normally with people, I find lots of emotional aspects that we need to work with, and we might with Roger, but at the moment, there we go, I'm starting to get pulses now, that we're just resetting the autonomic nerve system that controls fight or flight. And anyway, I got those pulses in, so we'll see what else. Okay, we're going to mirror that. I was working on the right side, now we're going to be working on the left. And the places that just FYI that I'm touching are the sides of the neck and just above the hip, and I started on the right and now I'm on the left, and these are some basic reset points that
and some people we find feel what you're doing, or you know, feel a sensation in their bodies, and some people don't. So Roger,
right.
Are you feeling anything at this point?
Like a cold breeze coming up my neck.
Okay, so you are excellent.
That must be the air conditioning in the room here.
I don't have air conditioning in my house.
Yeah, well, we do here. It get a little chilly in the studio,
yeah.
You know?
So anyway, I'm starting to get some good pulses on the left side as well here. All right. So now what I'm going to do is tune in again and see if there's something else here. Okay, and I'm also picking up a pattern that is ancestral, could be, you know, thought of as either past life or genetic inheritance or something like that. And anyway, I just lump it all into the category of ancestral, and we'll find out what it is. And it's the feeling of pride comes up, so the negative feeling of pride, and we're going to find a positive that we can wipe that out with and replace it with a positive feeling. And it's the feeling of trust. So what we're going to do with that, Roger, is you just sort of focus on the feeling of trust, and then I'm going to find some specific things to have you do. Give me just a moment.
This is excellent. I'm so pleased,
all
Roger,
right.
That you're feeling it.
Yeah, yeah. So now what we're going to do, Roger, is with your eyes closed, I want you to look up and to the left, and you're going to take a deep breath in and hold it as long as you can. Go ahead and do that. and you'll be thinking trust and the number six.
Okay, so close your eyes, look up to the left, hold your breath, and think of the word trust and the number six.
And just keep holding your breath until you need to breathe. And I'm feeling for the pulses that indicate that we've got a synchronization going, which that just happened. So if you're not breathing, go ahead, Roger.
Go ahead and breathe.
Okay.
And the holding of the breath, by the way, is to help get the bring into the immediate now the subconscious or unconscious part of your brain and nervous system that runs your body.
Huh.
It's
okay.
Usually running on memory, which is why we tend to get stuck on things, and then we can't seem to bounce back. So we're bringing it into the moment, and that helps the synchronization process to happen and the reset to happen. So now we'll find out if there's more. Okay, this is interesting. It's going to take a moment. So if you have a question for Martha, I'm going to find out what date
okay.
we're going to work with. Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, Roger, as we'll continue here until Dr. Nails feels complete with this session, it would be good for you to jot down his contact information because you might need some follow-up off the air.
Okay.
Also, next week, we kind of do this on purpose. Next week, Jude and Paul Ponton from Whispering Dragon come in. Now we're going to time out here for a moment.
All right. I want you to think, Roger, of September, 13th, September 13th, when you're 3 years old. Now you're not likely to remember anything,
uh-huh.
but just
okay.
think September 13th, I'm three.
Okay.
And my muscle test is reactive or it fails.
Yeah,
in
it
other
looks
words.
Like there's something you can do.
So I'll be finding out what to do with that. And it is on the left, which is the negatives. All right, so this is, this is the negative feeling of sex. Now, there's only one word on this chart that I use. It's got 140 different feelings, 70 positive and 70 negative. And the word sex is both positive and negative. So why that would come up, you know, who knows? And
right.
it's actually not important why it comes up
okay.
because we inherit things happen right. in our lives and all that's, no matter what it is, it's in the past anyway. So what it's about is, okay, we need to eradicate this negative feeling, and that will help your body to then reset itself to being able to deal with what's going on in your life now instead of reacting to old stresses. So we're going to find out what the positive uh-huh. is. And we're going to continue on with the feeling of trust. And this is really great because when it comes time to tell you what to do for your homework, it's going to be about trust. So just focus on the word trust again. Okay, and you're going to be looking down to the right with your eyes closed. And you're going to do a slow, deep breath in and hold it for about 3 seconds. And then you'll slowly breathe out and hold it out about 3 seconds and just keep doing that slow, controlled breathing. And you'll be thinking trust and the number seven.
Okay, so close your eyes, look down to the right, slow, controlled breathing, thinking of the word trust and the number seven.
All right, and as pulses are starting to synchronize already, just a little bit more to make sure we got it 100% here. And there it goes. All right, so go ahead and open your eyes and breathe normally. And then think about September 13th when you were three.
Oh, that's
and
strong
the muscle
now.
Test is strong. All right, good. So we cleared up the big rocks, the big
okay.
ones that we needed to clear up. And then your homework is to just focus on this thought, I trust, and sort of see that as the guiding force of your life for, let's just say, the next week.
Okay.
And once you've done that, it'll start to be more of a habit. But
okay.
the idea is to approach life with the concept, I trust. And when I say I trust, it's like trusting in the power of your body to heal itself, trusting in God or a higher power, just a big trust. It's not necessarily about trusting everybody and everything. It's not about being gullible.
Yeah.
It's
right.
about
yeah.
trust.
It's a bigger picture
yeah,
trust.
The big trust.
Big picture
so,
trust.
Anyway, there you go.
All right, so
go,
that's
Roger.
Your homework. And then, Roger, what I'd suggest, you can jot down Dr. Nell's contact information. His website is healingministryforanimals.com, but humans can check it out, too.
Right.
And if you need to call Dr. Nell's, his phone number is 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668. Are you getting a fee? Can you check for on Roger? Is this good? Is he gonna? Does he need another session?
Well, it would be hard for me to say that nobody ever needs another session.
Right. So we kind of have to see how you do with this week. But I would suggest, Roger, that you call in again next Sunday.
Okay.
A, you can give me a report on how you did this week, and if you did your homework, and how you're feeling. And then B, we can have Jude and Paul, who do the harmonic energy shifting, and they can kind of look at your field and stuff, and if there's anything left in your field or whatever, they can move all that stuff out. So it'll be an excellent chance for you to let me know what's going on, and we can clean up anything left over. And hopefully we'll get you out of this energy drain thing.
Thank you.
Just remember to trust, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Thank you both very much.
Thanks for
You're
calling
welcome,
Animal
Roger.
World. Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye.
All right, we got to take care of advertisers again before the end of the hour, but just before we, and then we'll get Linda and Kathy, you hold on, we'll be talking to you guys next. I got an email from Nikki, and she's a referral from Darcy, our animal communicator. Darcy wanted you to work on her and her cat today, but it's just an email. We don't have any photograph or anything, and it would be better for Nikki to call us, wouldn't it, than trying to work through.
It's definitely better. If somebody, if I saw a picture and got a little bit of a story about the animal, knew how old it was and, how long they've had it, that sort of thing. Sometimes I can tune in with that much information.
Okay.
But
we can't, Nikki, he can't tune in to like just this email.
Right.
Give us a call, local number 425-373-5527 or 1-888-298-5569. All right, Linda, hold on. We'll take care of advertisers, and then we will be back and take your call. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage's exciting new Vashon Island location. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including T-Touch, aromatherapy, and manual ligament therapy, plus massage for canines and small and large animal certification. Visit online at nwsam.com for registration details and to enroll online. For more information, call 877-836-3703. That's 877-836-3703. Or check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage on Facebook.
Hi, I'm Eileen Grimes, and I am an astrologer in the greater Seattle area, and I am the host of the Jupiter Rising Show, which airs every Sunday at 2 p.m. Our show is about the astrological world with fun features, wonderful guests, and your phone calls. So don't forget Sundays at 2 p.m. The Jupiter Rising Show right here on Alternative Talk, 1150 a.m.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? You running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Working hard to put a smile on your face. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're winding down the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here until noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We've heard about this hour about NuPro supplements, and that's N-U-P-R-O. I have to tell you, I am absolutely loving these products. They've been around for a long time. These supplements, they are absolutely fabulous, all human grade. I really love, my cats are all crazy about the NuPro nuggets for the cats. I'm putting the powder hip and joint formula in Robbie's food. I just love it, and he does too, and I just recommended it to the clients I saw yesterday with their dogs because they're feeding just dry food, and the dogs aren't that excited about eating, and so they don't eat, you know, I suggested that they start using the NuPro supplement because you put the powder in and a little cool water. It makes a nice gravy, and it makes the food taste so good that they gobble it right up. So check it out, NuPro Supplements, N-U-P-R-O, .com. And you also heard about Animal World and advertising. And I just got to tell you, we've got a special new advertiser special going on that... for any, you know, small businesses or services, you don't have a lot of money to spend, but you'd like to get your voice out there. We would love to have you join the Animal World family. And for this, you're not going to believe this, $26 a week, you can have an ad on the show and links on the website and an interview. So I would love to hear from you. You can shoot me an email. Go to MarthaNorwalk.com, shoot me an email. You can use the Animal World Live at hotmail.com, or you can call me at 360-217-7258. All right, it is Bioenergetic Synchronization Sunday. Dr. Nels is in the house, and we are going to head to Seattle. And Linda, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nels.
Hi, this is Linda. I have a cat, but her name is Cleopatra.
Uh-huh.
And I'm a little bit worried about her.
Oh, what's going on? What kind of kitty is she?
She's white with a little bit of calico.
Okay. And how old?
Probably about 11 years old.
11 and a spayed female, I assume?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So what's going on with Miss Cleopatra?
Well, I took her to the vet a couple weeks ago, maybe a month and a half ago, and she had hyperthyroidism.
Ah.
So I'm having her on this medication. She's not eating that much anymore, and I'm worried about getting her medication in her.
Okay. Is it a tablet that you're giving?
Yeah.
Like, is it like the Tapazole? Is that the...
Starts with an M.
Oh, okay.
Voltrazole, something like that. So, I give it to her.
So what, you usually put it in her food?
Yeah.
Okay, Dr. Nels is already tuning in to Cleopatra. He's got a connection, and so you're rebooting her at this point?
Yeah, I've found some points, and they're kind of the basic reset for the nerve system points that we need to rebalance here.
Okay.
A lot of times an animal gets stuck in fight or flight, and they can kind of go two ways. They can go into where, you know, their digestion is horrible because you can't digest your food when you're running from a tiger.
Right.
Or they can go almost in the opposite direction where, you know, they just lay around and sleep all the time and, you know, get fat. Mm-hmm. But either way, they're kind of in an extreme, one or the other. And anyway, we're getting that reset, and it should help a little bit with any digestive type problems, and usually the energy balance improves as well.
Okay.
So anyway, I've got that right side done. I'll see what else.
Now, are you dealing with just your regular vet, or did you go to the Cats Exclusive and you know, the thyroid experts?
No, I went to a regular vet. That's the first time I've taken her to a vet.
Okay.
Because I got her when she was 9 or 10 years old.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's other options in treating the hyperthyroid.
Okay.
It's Dr. Wackerbarth, Cats Exclusive in Linwood, and then I think they actually have a thyroid clinic now, because he's done all the great work with treating hyperthyroidism in cats.
Okay.
And I know Audrey, one of our former call screeners, her cat went through the radiation therapy. Did the yes. vet explain to you about that option?
Well, no, but I know Ajie.
Oh, you do know Ajie?
Yeah.
Okay. So then you can talk to her because she's done this with her cat.
Right.
Okay, I am picking up something from Linda.
Oh, Linda. So Dr. Nell's got to work on you now, too.
Okay, that's good.
All right. And interestingly enough, I also find the feeling of pride, like we did with our last listener. It's a common one. I find it all the time. So
yeah.
Let's see what else here we need to replace that with. Yeah, pride and trust. It's a classic combination in my world.
you deal with this all the time.
Yeah, so I'll have you focus on trust, and let me see where I go with this. Okay, with your eyes closed, you're going to be looking down and to the right, and I want you to take a breath and hold it, focusing on trust and the number 6.
Okay, so close your eyes, look down to the right, hold your breath, and focus on the word trust and the number 6.
And there we go, getting good pulses. So you can open your eyes again, breathe normally, and let's see here. All right. I'm not finding anything else to do. We just had to do a little reset there. Usually when in the context of this show, when I'm doing that, it's generally because there was something about that energy that was affecting Cleo. So,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. So now, Linda, you said you're having, when you give her the medication, have you been putting it in her food? Is that how she's been eating it?
Yes. I give her half a medication in the morning and half at night, and I kind of squish it into her food. Like a powder form, and then I mix it up.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, hopefully this will help in her appetite being okay so that she'll take her meds.
Okay, good.
The other option in you know, if you have to, you know, poke a pill down, I really like the pill pockets that you can get at any pet store, you know, these days, and it's a soft, moist little pill pocket. I don't use a whole one per pill, but you just take a little bit of it and squish it around the pill so the pill's completely covered. And then sometimes the cats like the pill pockets enough that they'll just eat them. But if they don't, you can poke them down. And the wonderful thing that I find is that most cats really object to being, you know, forcefully pilled, because the pill tastes awful.
Right.
But the pill pocket disguises that because it squishes around and covers it up. It may not taste great enough that they gobble the pill pocket down, but it doesn't taste bad. So it ends up being really easy to poke the pill down because they don't resent it because it doesn't taste bad.
Right.
So,
and I've had problems with that because I have very bad rheumatoid arthritis.
Oh, okay.
So, yes. That would be not a good thing for me, but yeah.
Okay, but that maybe helps somebody else that's listening, but
okay.
We'll hope that this speeds up her appetite, but you also can call in next week and Jude and Paul can work on the two of you as well.
Okay, thank
Alrighty.
You so much.
Okay, thanks for calling Animal
Great
World.
Great talking with you, Linda.
Bye-bye. Alrighty, that means we have wide open phone lines, folks. We're just at the end of hour number one. We're going to close out hour number one, fire up hour number two, but we would love you to pick up your phone, because if you don't, then Dr. Nelson and I are just going to have to chat about bioenergetic synchronization technique, and we can talk about cases and you know, all that good stuff. So, you know, we'll figure out stuff to talk about, but we'd rather talk to you.
Yeah, we can sit here and entertain ourselves.
Yeah, yeah. So let us know you're out there. Pick up your phone. Local number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 1-888-298-5569. And Nikki, if you're listening, about you and Tiger, pick up your phone and call us. We'll take your call right away. You won't have to wait too long. And Dr. Nails will be able to work on you and Tiger as Darcy suggested. But we don't have enough just in this email to for Dr. Nails to tune in effectively. So give us a call, 425-373-5527. Anyway, Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.